wild thing. One of our NRL Nation commentators, and he will be calling the game alongside Brett Cormorley and Joel Kane tonight. And you can hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock. Our coverage starts tonight. Game 1, round 21 of the NRL competition. Parramatta take on Melbourne, and the man is on the line now. We're talking about Mark Spud Carroll. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard.
How's Yeah, very well, mate. And yourself?
Well, still happy after a win. As we said, we spoke about State of Origin last week. When you win a Origin series, you can talk about it for a month. It's like a birthday.
All right. Look, what do you think about this? You know, players who were suspended during a rep game should serve their suspension only in rep games. You know, Cam Murray and Olakau'atu missing game one of Origin next year rather than games for respective clubs. How do you feel about that?
It's a touchy subject. We're still talking about Cameron Murray. He only got 2 weeks. Mate, should have fined him. Massive fine. Our fines are too lenient. What about the guy from West Tigers? He's had about 6 different times of doing like a drop tackle. What do they call that thing? When they nearly break
the leg in half. The hip drop, yeah.
Mate, seriously, give him a fine of 15, 20 grand. I guarantee you they won't do it again.
Apparently,
1,500 is nothing.
Well, they've had West Tigers apparently had more players sin bin than any other club by quite a long shot.
Mm.
Yeah, which is interesting. All right. Actually, speaking of West Tigers, let's go straight to game one tonight. The Tigers take on the Warriors. It's across the ditch. Speaking of suspensions, Appy Korosau's back from injury. Aiden Setz is out suspended. Benji, he's got a new-look halves team. And the Warriors unlucky in a narrow loss to Canberra last week. I'm going for the home team, the Warriors. Who do you like here, Spud?
Yeah, Warriors at home. They don't really go bad over there. And I think West Tigers, mate, they'll be looking for the sun lotion, I reckon, get ready for the NBA.
Okay. The game tomorrow, well, the late game tomorrow night, the 8 o'clock game, the Parramatta Storm game, ladder leaders Melbourne looking untouchable at the moment and well on track to winning the minor premiership. And, of course, Parramatta fresh off a bye. And all this talk now about, new coach coming in and putting a broom through the team, which is interesting. You can't go past Melbourne here, surely.
I just agree with you there. I think what I've heard is that Jason Rolls went to Parramatta Council and got the biggest broom he could find off the street to get rid of some of the rubbish. But the crazy thing is he's playing against society's coaching. It's a great opportunity for these guys to showcase why they should be in first grade next week, next year.
Oh, you're going for an Eels win tomorrow night?
I'm in catch-up mode, aren't I?
Yeah, you are in catch-up mode, but only by one or two. Yeah, righto, okay.
No. I'm going to go to the Storm.
Oh, hang on.
Amnesia.
Righto. The early game on Saturday, the Broncos take on the Bulldogs. It's a match-up which should be an absolute cracker. This should be a great game. Brisbane back in the winner's circle. Thrashed the Knights, unfortunately. Making a charge for the finals. What a big difference it made having Adam Reynolds back on board. And also welcoming back Selwyn Cobbo from injury in Canterbury, looking to bounce back following their loss to the Cowboys. I'm going with the home team, the Broncos. Who do you like?
Yeah, I would agree with you. Cowboys have had an opportunity and they did put the Bulldogs away, but I think you've got to commend the way the Bulldogs are defending these days, but we've got a desperate Broncos. They need to win to keep its opportunity to get in the top eight, so we'll go to the Broncos.
You're going the Broncos. Okay, the 5:30 game on Saturday in Townsville. The Cowboys take on the Sharks. North Queensland coming off a win. Cronulla fresh off the bye. Both sides still in contention for the top eight. Talagi's back for the Cowboys from a hamstring injury. Liam Eisen's been named to make his debut at fullback. Interesting one, this one. I'm going for the home team again, the Cowboys.
Well, I'm going to go with you again. I think home ground advantage. They want to make the top eight and get as high as they can up in the Cowboys. I think home ground advantage this time of year. Is a must.
Okay, the 7:30 game on Saturday. The Roosters take on Manly. This could be the game of the round, I reckon. Chooks coming off a loss to Melbourne, and your Seagulls notched up another big win last week over the Titans. Who do you like here? I'll let you go first here.
Well, I think the Roosters would have got a bag, about a size 10 boot put somewhere where, you know, from Coach Robinson. But I like what I've seen out of Manly. Tom Dvojevic in full flight.
Yeah.
I'll go to the Manly side.
All right, I'm going the Roosters there. Okay, to Sunday, the early game, the 2 o'clock game down at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. The Dragons take on Penrith, the Red V fresh off their bye round, while the Panthers won a thriller against the Dolphins last week, thanks to that field goal from Nathan Cleary. That was enormous. That was something like 43, 45 metres. Can't go past Penrith. I'm going Penrith.
Penrith, too good, too big, too strong.
Okay, the telly game, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday at Suncorp. The Dolphins take on the Titans. The Finn coming off a narrow loss to the Panthers and looking, obviously, to get back in the winner's circle, whilst Gold Coast looking to pick up the pieces following a heavy loss to your team, Manly. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Oh, again, so I think Desi would have got right up him. I know the Dolphins want to make the top eight. I'll go to the Titans.
Okay, down in Canberra for the final game of round 21. The Raiders take on Souths, both posting wins last week. A toughie and a must-win for both teams. Ricky stuck with the same side that beat the Warriors, and the Rabbitohs will have no Cameron Murray due to suspension, thanks to Origin. I'm going with the home team, the Raiders.
I'll go the Rabbits. I think it's going to be freezing, 6:15 p.m.
Crazy time,
but we'll go the Rabbits, mate.
Okay, it's crazy socks round today, and there's a few people from the family of league, formerly the men of league, that ring up and promote the crazy socks round. Have you had much to do with men of league or family of league?
Not for a long time, Richard. It's a great thing they're doing, and crazy socks. One thing about the socks these days. When I was a young kid, my socks had to be up high, wrapped with tape. Mate, they all have them around the ankles. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. And remember, who was that Wests player that, I think he was in the halves, and everybody used to bag him because he didn't pull his socks up. Now it's sort of par for the course.
It is, isn't it? He's bagging, but... Anyway, have a great weekend, mate.
Yeah,
having
a bit of a break, but looking forward to that. I'll be catching up with family members down in Sydney and up in Grafton. Oh, look, the NRLW kicking off tonight, and it should be a good one here in Newcastle, and hopefully a good crowd, and obviously the Knights hoping to make it a three-peat, but looking forward. Should be a great season in the NRLW this year.
Yeah, the girls, it's great to watch. They only have two women in a tackle, not three or four. They play expansive footy, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, same here. Go the Knights. All right, Spud, enjoy yourself, mate. Good calling on the weekend.